If there's one thing we know about data, it's that some people prefer to treat them as singular. But if there's another thing we are becoming increasingly aware of, it's that data got big. And when data gets big, the old ways of looking at it start to get slightly less useful. Bar charts, pies, graphs, how eloquently do they communicate in the yottabyte era? One of the many people researching new ways of making data sensible is Trevor Hogan of Cork Institute of Technology, who's been looking at creating objects that will help us understand and even feel what the data want to tell us. Rachel Andrews went to meet him and examine some data-driven artifacts.
If we change the modality, it's going to affect how people perceive the data. So what we're looking at is building visualizations and then building different types of data representations and then exploring that effect. So what we found already is that things like vibrotactile feedback, so representing data not through a bar graph or a pie chart but through vibration, that affects the way people perceive the data, so they respond to it in a more emotional way. We're seeing evidence that people are thinking about the effects of the data and its effect on people, as opposed to more clinical analytical understanding of the data.
You have some objects here that you've been working on.
What we have here is a collection of 35 discs with a hole in the center. And on each one of the discs, they've got a different diameter and they've got a date engraved onto them. So a year engraved onto them. And these particular discs are representing the murder rate in Ireland over the course of the last 10 years. So each disc represents a quarter of a year. So for instance, if the diameter of the disc is small, that means there was very few murders in that quarter. But if the diameter of the discs is very large, there was a lot of murders in the Irish state in that particular quarter. So when they're stacked on top of one another, we can see and look at to see where the trends were. So we can see in 10 years ago, the murder rate was pretty low. But then as we moved throughout the decade, it started to increase and decrease over time. So we can start to see those trends. But you can also pick up these discs and you can start stacking them on top of one another and feeling them and so on. So we can, for instance, pull out 2011 and compare it to 2005 in our hands. And we can get that feeling and that perception through our hands as well as looking at them. They're all stacked here in front of me, so I can see I have the first quarter of 2007, and then I have the fourth quarter of 2013, and they're pretty similar. But then if we look at 2006, the fourth quarter of 2006, it's nearly twice the diameter of what 2013 was and 2007 was. Then we can see some very small ones. So in the fourth quarter of 2003 is half the size of 2013. So we can see here a trend starting to appear. So there was very few murders in 2000 and in the fourth quarter of 2003, but we can see there was possibly four, if not five times the amount of murders in 3 years later in the fourth quarter of 2006. So then we could start exploring, okay, what were the other issues that there was a dramatic increase in the murders in that year? So we can quickly start to perceive these, but it's not just an analytical discovery of, okay, yes, there was four times the amount of murders. Because we can feel them and because we can also feel them and see them, and because it's created in this kind of like aesthetic looking objects, maybe we'll respond to it in a different way. Maybe we will empathize with it, or we'll emotionally connect with the murder rate over the course of these two years in a different way than if you just saw a line graph on a printed page. So we can disconnect from that because we see them. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. We tend to kind of quickly glance over them. it's very hard to quickly glance over these because you have to pick them up and you kind of touch them, feel them, and stack them and so on. So there's a lot more things we can do with these. They are supposed to be sculptural objects in a way that you can appreciate their form, the materials that they're created from, as well as being objects that communicate some message, and that message is about the murder rate in Ireland. These are one of a collection of what I'm trying to do is kind of build a story of Ireland's past. So this particular collection here is Ireland's murder rate, but we also have 3D printed objects and other discs that represents the economic financial data over the last decades. We have one of the first pieces that we created was the GDP of Ireland over the last 100 years, and we printed out a vessel. So that vessel, the form of that vessel would expand or contract as it moved through the years. So you create this vessel of Ireland's GDP. They're not digital objects, but yet without digital technologies, these couldn't exist.
Through all of this, you hope to build up a kind of a story of Ireland through using data.
Yeah. So a story of Ireland's past through data. There's some really interesting patterns appearing over the course of what Ireland has went through over the last decade, from financial to social to economic data that we can represent using these sculptural forms that build this kind of holistic picture of Ireland's recent past. And I would like to see these as a collection together that people can start moving around and starting to build a narrative or a better understanding of what we've went through over the last 10 years. There's a movement within kind of data representation recently that's looking at how data is a form of storytelling. So using raw data to tell stories. And the idea here is using the raw data, representing it in these sculptural forms to tell the story of Ireland's recent past.
Trevor Hogan getting to grips with the truth there, and next time on Culture File, Tiki Pop and the boozy Polynesian dreams of post-war America.